Well, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Happy Sabbath. Glad to see everybody here today. Kind of like I told Mark, the red tide seems to have taken its toll on my voice, so I'm not sure how long we're going to go through with this, but we're going to go as far as we can go. And actually, I'm not doing what I wanted to do, but I'm doing what Yahweh has laid on my heart to do. So I found that it's always best to be obedient to what Yahweh wants you to do. So I've kind of titled what I want to talk about a little bit today as to why are we here? Why has people driven 16, 20, 24 hours to get to a place in Florida to keep 8 days of this thing called Tabernacles? For the most part, most of us are not blood-born Jews. As we're going to see here in a few minutes, Tabernacles was given to the Jews. So why are we here? So many of the churches today believe that the Old Testament is done away with. So therefore, none of the feast days were in place. But we're going to look at some things today that are going to prove the feast days are in place. The feast days are to be kept. And yes, we're not blood-born Jews. I have two granddaughters that do have Jewish blood and Jewish roots. But we're going to look at some scriptures. Excuse me. We're going to look at some scriptures that are going to show why we're here. If we start out in Leviticus, something everybody really knows very well, but let's go there. Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, 34th verse. Speaking to the children of Israel, saying, in the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer us offerings. One of the things that we don't have to do today is we don't have to do the sacrifice offerings that they had to do back then. If we did, Mike Ault would have to rent a cattle trailer to bring all the cattle down here that we would have to sacrifice every day. But praise God, Yahweh took that, Yahweh's son, Yeshua, nailed that to the cross. We don't have to do that today. We still have tabernacles, but we don't have the sacrifice. He became that sacrifice. Not only was he our sin sacrifice, he took the blood sacrifices that were instituted in all of the feast days, he nailed them to the cross. So we don't have to do that. So Mike doesn't have to rent a cattle trailer and haul all the cattle from his home state to Florida. But it still doesn't say why we're here, other than Leviticus says that we are to be here. So let's look at, we can go to Matthew 5:17, see if we can shed some light on some of this. I should have marked my Bible, but I didn't. Matthew 5:17. Think not that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. Am I not come to destroy, but to fulfill the law? Well, thank you. But verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass the law till all be fulfilled. So that kind of tells me right there that the Old Testament, the Tanakh, is still in place today. Because when I walked out of the house this morning and looked up, the sky was still here. And when I walked out, the earth was still below me. So the sky and the earth are still here. They haven't passed away. And since they haven't passed away, that means nothing in this book has passed away. Everything in this book is still today. Now, things have been fulfilled, as I said earlier. Yeshua took the blood sacrifices. He took them to the cross. He took our sins to the cross if we're faithful to confess it. But we're Gentiles. Why are we here? Let's go to Matthew 8. Matthew 8 and 11. I picked on Matthew because everything was condensed together. And we didn't have to travel around very far. And I say unto you, many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. This right here refers to the Jews that have not accepted Jesus. But the first part of that includes each and every one of us. It means that we're all grafted in. That we're all the body of Yeshua. We're all the body of God the Father Yahweh. And if we're all the body of Father God the Yahweh, then we're to keep His commandments. We're to keep His statutes. And that's one of the reasons we're here today. Now, Yahweh in His infinite wisdom, after spending 6 days creating everything, and if you will stop and look, just look at your fingers. Look at how long it would take to create that hand. Yahweh set the example that we needed rest. So He rested on the seventh day. But He also gave us rest this eighth day right here. We've got 8 days right here of rest that we need. You see, if we don't let the body rest, and I haven't let my body rest the way I should have. I didn't even accept the Sabbath until I was late in my 40s. Had I accepted the Sabbath prior to that, my body would be in a lot better condition than it is today. It's not Yahweh's fault, it's my fault. Cannot blame Him. But He's gave us 8 days of rest. And that's another reason we're here. We're here because we need rest from the outside world. The world out here has nothing to offer us but anguish. We spent 8 days here. And the only time I've seen a television was the other night when we had a storm come through. Tiffany turned the television on to see where it was at. Found out it was right on top of us. Said a prayer, gave it to Yahweh, and went back to bed. Storm passed over. All of us was praying. Storm passed over. So I haven't even seen a television now for 8 days. Quite frankly, it's very refreshing. I haven't heard negativity on the news about what our government's doing that is against our Constitution, that brings us down. And they're trying to break us and bring us down. But being here together, being with people of like mind, we draw that strength. Yahweh gave us that 8 days. And there are scriptures that will tell you if we don't keep this time, when Yeshua returns, if we don't keep the feast the way we're told to feast, we're going to be in outer darkness ourselves because we're going to be against the commandment. So we are grafted in, Jew, Gentile. Jesus said not all Jews are Jews. But the ones that he's speaking of here that are gnashing their teeth in outer darkness are the Jews that have rejected Yeshua. There's Gentiles that have rejected Yeshua too. They're going to be out there. I can remember a time when I didn't think that after I passed this earth, was put in the ground and became worm bait, that there was anything left. I thought that was it. I feel sorry for those that don't have the confidence. I feel sorry for those that don't have the faith that we heard yesterday. Of knowing that if we're following Yeshua, if we're doing Yahweh's will, we have that opportunity of everlasting life. To spend with them in eternity. It says right here, be with Jacob. Be with Isaac. Be with Jacob in the kingdom. It says those from the east, those from the west. That's us. That's Gentiles. All right, we've seen Matthew 11. Let's go to Romans 11. I think Romans is still in my book. May not be able to find it, but I think it's here. Okay, Romans 11, 17. And if some of the branches be broken off, and now being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them and with them partakers of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boastest, bearest not the root, but the root thee. It's right here saying that we're grafted in, that the Gentiles were grafted in. That's proving the point of being grafted in. You could read the rest of it. It gives more detail as we go along. Matthew 23, 16 through 20. Boy, that didn't sound right. I'm glad it didn't go there. That was the wrong chapter. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee into the mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake to them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded ye. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Again, we see Yeshua said to go out and teach everyone. Paul went out. Where did Paul go? Paul started teaching the Gentiles because when Paul had his conversion, the Jews would not have anything to do with him because they were scared of him. Because he was persecuting the ones that have accepted Jesus and killing them, putting them in prison. So Yeshua sent him to the Gentiles. Go to the Gentiles and teach the Gentiles for 3 years and then come back. So that's what Paul did. He went out and he taught the Gentiles. And we see so many places in Scriptures where the Gentiles are brought in, where we are included, which includes us right here. In Leviticus 23:34, that brings us apart. That brings us right here today. That's why we're here today. Is because we are grafted in. Because we are part of the inheritance. Because we do have an inheritance in Jesus Christ. Because of what He's done on that cross for each and every one of us. I don't know how the most of you feel, but I know how restful it has been for me. Spending time with people of like mind. Most of us don't have that opportunity. Where we come from, some have small congregations, some don't have any. So we've come down here to be refreshed. We've come down here to be rejuvenated. We've come down here to be stronger in the Word of God, in the Word of Yahweh. So when we go back home, we can withstand the wiles of the devil. Because that's what's going to happen when we get back home. We're going to be back in to the same thing we left. But we're going to be stronger when we get back because we spent 8 days here. Fellowshipping with people of like mind. Feasting on the Word. And yes, feasting on some good food too. But having the fellowship is so important. And being able to lift each other up. I have some medical issues. Mark has been working through them with my family and me. I want to thank Mark and Mary. 17 years ago, at Passover, Mark and four or five other men set out on a journey to come to Florida to find a place for us to have tabernacles. They found a place. 17 years later, we're still here. We haven't made all of them. We've made several of them. Mark has reserved this for next year. So we can come back next year and be refreshed again. It's like a battery. If you don't keep a charge in a battery runs down. If we don't stay charged in the Word of Yahweh, if we don't stay charged in following Yeshua, Jesus Christ, we're going to run down. People, when they run down, they get weak. When you get weak, it's easy to be attacked. We have to stay strong mentally, emotionally, and physically. Because if we don't, we haven't seen nothing yet, folks. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Excuse me. Maybe it's time for me to shut up. It's not going to get better. But if we stay strong in the Word, we're not going to have a problem. The ones I worry about more than anything is the young ones that are coming up. I'm 79 years old. Well, I will be tomorrow. I don't know how much longer I've got. But I look back there and I got a 4-year-old great-grandson back there. If he's not brought up in this Word, if he's not brought up in the Word of Yahweh and Yeshua, what chance is he going to have? Mark alluded this morning to what the government's doing to our children. Unaware of what the parents are. No. But if our children, I got a great granddaughter, 6 years old. She knows. She knows if they're doing something wrong, and she's not above telling them. Now, they don't like that. They don't like to hear a 6-year-old tell them that they're wrong. But she's telling them they're wrong because of the Word of God, because of what she has heard in the family and been taught in the family from the Word of God, from the Word of Yahweh. So I hope that each and every one of you that have children, young children, will keep your children in the faith, in the strength of the Word of God, that they know when something is going wrong. And they're going to need to know how to defend themselves. I'm not necessarily saying physically, I'm saying emotionally, mentally. To say no, that's wrong. To say no, you're not going to do that to me. We have to keep our children strong. Being here for this 8th day, our children are among other children of like mind. We all go back home. Many are not going to have that. So we need to take advantage of each and every day that we spent here and look forward to next year. But we need, as a family, as a body, we need to continue daily strengthening ourselves. And in strengthening ourselves, we can strengthen our children. If we're not strong, if we don't know the Word of Yahweh, how are we going to be able to project that to our children? Being here for 8 days, we have other people that can help us too. Help encourage us. We can take that encouragement back home. Feast on that encouragement. Thrive on that encouragement. Until we come back again next year. Now we have other feasts. We got Passover. Many of us are going to be fortunate enough to be able to get together for Passover. That's another time of strengthening our mind, of strengthening our will, and strengthening our children. Well, maybe it's best I just leave it at that. I thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to me. Sorry it's not longer, but I think it's time I give it up before I get worse and can't say anymore. So God bless each and every one of you. It's been a blessing to me to be here and see you all. It's been a long time since I've seen many of you. I sure hope it's not that long again. But if it is, it'll be on the other side. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. I don't know what Yahweh's got in plan. None of us do. But whatever it is, we're strong and we accept it. If you have Yahweh, if you have Yeshua in your heart today, and you live, fantastic. If you have Yeshua in your heart when you die, you're going to be present with the Lord. Fantastic. Either way, we win. Those that don't, we just have to keep trying. That's what's laid on my heart more than anything, is to make sure that I have attempted to touch each and every person and let them know that their next breath may be their last one. And if it is their last one, where are they going to spend eternity? Do they know where they're going to spend eternity? We each and every one have a responsibility to do that. To make sure that everybody knows where they're going to spend eternity. We can't reach everyone, but we can reach most of them. We can do our best. And with that, I'm going to say God bless you.